Joe Biden's Top 25 Worst Moments of 2021 by Charlie Spiering on December 28, 2021. President Joe Biden spent his first year as president making one embarrassing mistake after another on issues important to Americans and while representing the United States. Here are the top 25 worst moments from 2021. 25. Joe Biden rips Coast Guard graduates during commencement speech. In May 2021, Biden ridiculed Coast Guard graduates after they did not react to a line in his commencement speech that he wanted to elicit applause. "Why, you're real dull class. I mean, come on man, is the sun getting to you? I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say that about the Navy to clap," Biden said, appearing irritated. 24. Joe Biden calls Australian PM that fella down under. President Biden appeared to forget who he was talking to when he called Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison that fella down under. "Thank you Boris, and I want to thank that fella down under," Biden said, as he spoke with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Morrison during a video conference call. 23. Joe Biden loses mask at outdoor event. In April, Biden lost his mask at an outdoor campaign event with Democrat Senators Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, stumbling and interrupting the event as he searched for it. "I'm looking for my mask. I'm in trouble," Biden apologized to the crowd. Throughout 2021, Biden struggled with masking protocols as he repeatedly lectured critics of mask mandates as being unpatriotic. At times he appeared publicly with his mask, at other times he walked away from events without his mask and greeted the public. During a video climate summit call with world leaders, Biden was the only one at one point wearing a mask on camera. 22. Joe Biden reverses reaction on Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. In November 2021, President Joe Biden reacted to the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial by standing by the jury's decision. "I stand by what the jury has to say," Biden said shortly. "The jury system works and we have to abide by it." Just hours later, the White House released a statement from Biden that said he was angry and concerned by the verdict, suggesting the jury's decision was the wrong one. 21. Joe Biden says "I agree" after dad says "let's go, Brandon." In December 2021, Biden appeared unfamiliar with the "Let's Go Brandon" chant popularized among his critics to voice their dissent with his presidency. During a NORAD Santa tracker call with his children, Jared Schmeck, 35, said the phrase to Biden, prompting the president to repeat the phrase and say "Let's go Brandon. I agree." 20. Biden supports Major League Baseball's decision to pull All-Star Game from Atlanta. In April 2021, Biden voiced support for Major League Baseball's decision to pull the All-Star Game from Atlanta in protest of Georgia's election security laws. "I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that," Biden said in an ESPN interview. "People look to them. They're leaders." The boycott cost the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta an estimated $100 million and hurt minority-owned businesses, making it so unpopular that even Stacey Abrams shifted her position on the boycott. 19. Joe Biden diplomatic disaster angers France. In September 2021, France recalled their ambassador to America for the first time in the long history between the two nations after Biden and his administration made a nuclear submarine deal with Australia that cancelled an existing multi-billion dollar deal with France. The French first learned about the deal in the media, not from the Americans or the Australians. Biden later admitted his blunder during a visit with French President Emmanuel Macron. "I think what happened was, to use an English phrase, what we did was clumsy, not done with a lot of grace," Biden said. "I was under the impression that certain things had happened that hadn't happened." 18. Joe Biden paralyzed by Colonial Pipeline hack. In May 2021, President Biden was left helpless after cybercriminals in Russia hacked the Colonial Pipeline, disrupting fuel supplies on the East Coast. In response, Biden asked Americans not to panic and to limit their fuel purchases until the hiccup was over. The federal government watched as Colonial Pipeline paid about $5 million in ransom to foreign hackers to free the pipeline. 17. Joe Biden clueless as he marvels at $4.50 a gallon gas prices. In November 2021, Biden marveled at the high cost of gas, without acknowledging his policies that were hurting domestic oil production. Did you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas? Biden said. In some parts of California, they're paying $4.50 a gallon. The high cost of gas was a persistent problem throughout 2021. As Biden and his administration failed to enact more regulatory relief and policies that would actually increase domestic oil production and lower prices. On day one of his presidency, Biden revoked the crucial permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, halting construction of the project. Biden also ordered a pause on all oil and gas leases on federal lands. 16. Joe Biden denounces transgender sports bans as un-American. In June 2021, Biden decried efforts by Republicans to ban biological males from competing in female sports as transgender women and wiping out the competition. These are some of the ugliest, most un-American bills I've seen, and I've been here a long time, Biden said during a gay and transgender pride reception at the White House. Let's be clear. This is no more than bullying disguised as legislation, he added. 15. Joe Biden voices dissent with Catholic teaching on abortion. In September 2021, Biden declared he did not agree with the Catholic Church's teaching on abortion, despite purporting to be a devout Catholic. I respect those who believe life begins at the moment of conception and all, I respect that. Don't agree. But I respect that, Biden said. The president continued to defy Catholic teaching, even claiming after visiting Pope Francis that the pontiff told him he was still a good Catholic and to keep receiving communion. The Vatican did not comment on Biden's assertion, citing the private nature of the conversation. 14. Joe Biden reverses his position on payouts for illegal immigrants. In November, Biden struggled to explain his position on reports the government would pay nearly $500,000 to illegal immigrants who were separated from their families under the Trump administration. That's not going to happen, Biden said, calling the report garbage and not true. Biden's staff quickly clarified that Biden was perfectly comfortable with the idea, and the president even changed his tune on the issue. Days later, Biden changed his position, saying that illegals separated by Trump deserve some kind of compensation no matter what the circumstances. 13. Joe Biden lies about Border Patrol agents whipping migrants. In September, Biden perpetuated a myth that mounted Border Patrol officials were whipping Haitian migrants at the border. It was horrible to see people treated like they did, with horses nearly running them over. People being strapped, Biden said. It's outrageous. Although several news media outlets corrected stories that perpetuated the false claim, Biden never apologized for smearing the border agents who were doing their jobs. 12. Joe Biden falls asleep during climate change meeting. In November, Biden appeared too sleepy to stay awake during a climate change summit in Scotland. The president's eyes began to droop as he closed his eyes for several seconds and his breathing changed. A White House aide quickly interrupted his nap after approaching to speak to him. 11. Joe Biden meets with Vladimir Putin, loses temper with CNN. In June, Biden met with Russian President Vladimir Putin, despite protests from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in an attempt to signal diplomatic success with Russia, reset the relationship, and signal toughness with one of the world's autocrats. But Biden snapped when a CNN reporter questioned whether his meeting with Putin succeeded in getting him to change his behavior. I'm not confident that he will change his behavior. What the hell? What do you do all the time? Biden snapped. When did I say I was confident? Later, Biden apologized for being a wise guy to the reporter but complained about the way he was treated by the press. To be a good reporter, you have to be negative, he griped. You never ask a positive question. 10. Joe Biden's tepid response to Cuba freedom protests. As Cubans were protesting for their freedom, President Joe Biden's response was weak, despite widespread support for the protests from Cuban Americans. The Castro regime responded to the protests with overwhelming violence, opening fire on unarmed protesters, publicly beating individuals believed to be participating in protests, and allegedly torturing and sexually assaulting those imprisoned. In a tepid statement, Biden failed to condemn the Cuban regime as communist and socialist, choosing instead to frame the protests for freedom as a reaction to economic suffering. As the White House scrambled to appear more sympathetic with the freedom protesters, Biden met with a Cuban rapper, a former food blogger, and a former staffer for President Barack Obama. 9. Joe Biden claims January 6 rioters a bigger threat to democracy than Confederates in Civil War. In July, Biden claimed the January 6 hours protesters of the 2020 election were more dangerous to the United States than the Confederates in the Civil War. "We're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. It's not hyperbole, since the Civil War," Biden said in an interview. Confederates, back then, never breached the Capitol as insurrectionists did on January 6. Biden repeatedly shared this questionable talking point throughout 2021 as he tried to smear his political opponents as insurrectionists who tried to overthrow democracy itself. "I'm not saying this to alarm you. I'm saying this because you should be alarmed," Biden said. During his address to Congress, Biden called the protests the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War, ignoring the attack on Pearl Harbor, assassinations of presidents, and previous attacks on the Capitol building. 8. Joe Biden describes terrorism from white supremacy the most lethal threat to the United States. In June, Biden declared that terrorism from white supremacy was the most lethal threat to the homeland today. "Not ISIS. Not Al-Qaeda. White supremacists," Biden warned. Biden ignored the threat to America posed by radical Marxists and obvious challenges from countries like China and Russia, suggesting that the tiny minority of white supremacists who committed acts of violence were more lethal. 7. Joe Biden describes Dr. Anthony Fauci as the president. In December, President Biden joked that Dr. Fauci was the actual president, alluding to his complete surrender to Fauci's advice when it came to the pandemic. "I've seen more of Dr. Fauci than my wife," Biden said with a chuckle. "We kid each other, but they look, who's president? Fauci. But all kidding aside, I sincerely mean it." Despite his jocular approach, Biden did cede his leadership on the pandemic to Dr. Fauci. "Why, you are going to hear a lot more from Dr. Fauci again," Biden said on January 21 after taking office. "Not from the president, but from the real genuine experts and scientists." Biden struggled throughout his first year as president to demonstrate leadership on the pandemic, repeating to Americans that if they trusted science and scientists and federal health officials, he could end the pandemic. As 2021 draws to a close, more Americans have died under Biden's leadership than in 2020 under former President Donald Trump. 6. Joe Biden promises to get all Americans out of Afghanistan before withdrawing troops. President Biden's disastrous exit from Afghanistan was only compounded by his lies, misstatements, and stumbles in a subsequent interview with ABC News. In August, Biden promised in an interview that he would leave troops in Afghanistan until every American citizen who wanted to leave the country was out safely. "If there's American citizens left, we're gonna stay to get them all out," he promised. But American troops met the Taliban's deadline on August 31, leaving hundreds of Americans behind. 5. Joe Biden promises to visit the southern border at some point. In March, President Biden committed to visiting the southern border at some point, but the event never happened as he clearly ignored the migration crises throughout the first year of his presidency. The president continues traveling across the country to promote his agenda and returns home to Delaware every weekend away from Washington, D.C., but has not found the time to visit the border to view the humanitarian disaster his immigration policies created. 4. Joe Biden silent on botched terrorist drone strike that killed 10 civilians. President Joe Biden never addressed the American-launched drone strike that killed 10 civilians in Afghanistan, including 7 children and no terrorists. "I am president of the United States and the buck stops with me," Biden said to the American people of his decision to leave Afghanistan. But the president never apologized and never fired anyone for the Pentagon's mistaken attack. 3. Joe Biden stumbles and falls on the stairs of Air Force One. In March, President Biden stumbled twice and fell while climbing a stairway to board Air Force One, clutching the handrail as he struggled up the stairs. The moment only heightened public awareness of Biden's declining physical and mental abilities in just his first year as president. During the 2020 campaign, Biden taunted President Donald Trump for cautiously walking down a slippery stage ramp. "Look at how he steps and look at how I step," Biden said. "Watch how I run up ramps and he stumbles down ramps, okay? Come on." 2. Joe Biden orders federal vaccine mandates. This is not about freedom or personal choice. In September, President Biden announced his decision to level a federal vaccine mandate on employers with over 100 employees. "This is not about freedom or personal choice," Biden said during a speech from the White House. "It's about protecting yourself and those around you." Biden blamed unvaccinated Americans for extending the pandemic. "We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin," he said. Biden's order was soon held up by the courts, but he entered the most politically divisive phase of his attempt to end the pandemic with his decision to enact federal vaccine mandates. The president also broke his assertion from a year ago that he would enact mandates. "No. I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory," Biden said, when asked about mandates in December 2020. 1. Joe Biden checks his watch during dignified transfer ceremony of slain soldiers in Afghanistan. In August, President Biden shocked the world by looking at his watch repeatedly during a dignified transfer ceremony at Dover Air Force Base of soldiers slain in Afghanistan. 13 American service members were killed in Kabul. It was the culmination of Biden's failures in Afghanistan. The millions of dollars of lost American-provided equipment to the Taliban, abandoning Americans and Afghan partners, and failing to secure the airport in Kabul,